Stephen Hawking, and welcome to Saturdays with the Sloth, with the Hyper Sloth gods of rock, Zigzag and Rufus, the only guys in the universe smarter than me. Put your listening ears on, because this experimental sloth cast is about to blow your feeble fucking minds.
Welcome, Sloshes, to the Saturday edition of the Hyper Sloth. Happy hour and a half, usually.
Feels odd.
Jeez, I didn't even recognize the intro music, to be honest with you. It kind of threw me off guard there for a second.
I wasn't sure if I'd actually picked the right one.
Is there more? I know there is a wrong one on there. And you know what? At first I was like, oh, great, Rufus picked the wrong one. But dumb luck has it that you picked the right one. Well done, Rufus. Well done.
Thank you.
So I hope you don't mind if I take a little second here to smoke some marijuanas.
Unacceptable.
As I was little, you know what? I had plenty of time to get ready for the show tonight. Then when I got a few minutes. Then when I was ready to start the show, I had 2 fucking minutes. So I fucking got this shit situated in record time. I just want you to know that.
Well, I'm in the same boat. I sauntered in here thinking, oh, I got plenty of time. And then I hear boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, the Skype thing. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
You're like, oh, fuck that fucking Zigzag. He actually wants me to be on the show tonight.
Yeah, I almost called in sick right at the last second.
I bet you probably did, even though I had the COVID shot yesterday.
You did. I'm proud of you.
Are you? I'm a little scared. I'm not going to lie. I had a very nice conversation with an older lady who was getting a COVID shot yesterday, and an older gentleman named Charles. Charles and Sandy were their names. Sandy was a little apprehensive. She had had her first shot 8 months ago.
Oh,
and then the microbiologist son-in-law told her not to get the shot, the second shot. Microbiologist son-in-law told her not to get the second shot. And because he was one of those people that anecdotally heard of someone who got the shot and died, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know those people. I mean, yes. Here. If they want to play that game, show me the death certificate of the guy who got the shot and died, and let's see if he died from the shot or if he died from something else.
Right. Or let's just see the percentage of how many people died from the shot as opposed to how many people did not die.
Right, or how many people that died from the shot or how many people that died from actual COVID. So,
yeah. I mean, I'm sure peanuts kill more people.
I was sure, though. Dude, my fucking arm is sore. I was a little shocked by that.
No, the second one's you might have a flashback from the second one, because the symptoms you get from it might be a little too familiar to you.
I'm really looking forward to it, dude. I can't wait.
Oh, boy. Now, you know what? I had the Moderna shot, but it wasn't that bad. My arm did feel like it was hit with a sledgehammer for, like, the next 2 days.
But beyond that, other than a little tired, I didn't have any real issues.
Wow, that is really weird news about the Moderna shot that came out today, dude. I wish you had the other shot, honestly.
Uh-oh, I didn't know this news. What is it?
The people that got the Moderna shot are growing horns and third arms.
How is it a negative thing?
Well, I guess, you know what, you kind of already had a horn. So, really not fair to you. You're having a flashback.
I have a natural horn.
You had horns. That's true. Not fair. If it's not fair. But the third arm will be a little tricky for you, I believe.
I'm sure.
You have trouble juggling with two arms. I would like to see you try to juggle with three.
I can juggle two balls pretty okay with two arms.
I've seen you do it. That up and down motion that you do is pretty brilliant. No doubt.
Yeah.
It's probably from that time you spent in the carnival or the circus.
Yeah, it wasn't enough time, but it was some time.
Are there still circuses? I mean, is there still a traveling circus? It's not a Des Soleils, dare I say?
They are, but they don't have – they got rid of all their elephants because that's mean and cruel, and most of them don't have, like, ant like.
So it's just – now it's
bad. That's...
So now what do you do when you go? They just, like, put humans in cages and show them off because they're like, well, it's a little too violent or too cruel to put a tiger in a cage, but a human in a cage, perfectly fucking natural.
It's like in time, because now they have a lion cage.
You know what they should do? Just fucking put prisoners in cages and wheel them from fucking city to city, and people can, you know, it's like good for the prisoner to get out and like get some fresh air. And it's good for the people to see people in cages. That's what they need. A traveling scared straight. Where they bring a guy in a fucking prison or in a cage. They roll him into your classroom. We're like, this is what he gets to do. Show him crapping in a bucket.
I don't know. A lot of those kids might find step up.
They're like, what they'll have to do is explain to him that you do not get social media. You do not get your phone in prison unless someone helicopters you want in or drones you want in.
It's more like it. Like it.
I don't get why don't they just put like chicken wire over the top of a fucking jail?
I'm sure liberals protested it.
Damn liberals and their prisoner rights.
Prisoner rights.
We should fight for prisoner rights. Who are the people? Prisoners? Do you think it's ex-prisoners that do that?
Well, prisoners,
like, break the people
when
on the outside?
Prisoners do that, they call it a riot.
Well, no, they got to wait until they get out. Then they can do prisoner's rights. You can't do – there's no – you don't get a prisoner's right if you're in the jail.
No.
Right?
Well, it depends on the prison. I listened to a podcast called fuck is it called? Ear Hustle. And it takes place inside and with the prisoners of San Quentin Prison. And apparently that's a pretty, mostly a chill prison. You know, they can do things.
Like what?
Well, they can do podcasts
to begin with.
Which is crazy to me. Right? Remember, didn't you see about, I remember watching Cops or one of these shows where people went to prison and they got to like, it wasn't Cops. I don't know what it was, but it was people in prison like 20 years ago. And they were allowed to have TVs. Like, you could save up enough fucking money, you could get a TV and, like, have it in your bunk in prison.
Apparently in San Quentin, you can buy from the commissary or whatever it is. It's a knockoff piece of shit, but you can get a tablet, you know? It doesn't have internet access, but you got games and things you can do. And you
well,
can
how do you get the games if it doesn't have internet access?
Well, it comes preloaded with, you know.
So it's like solitaire.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that they would allow pornography in jail so people can masturbate and not rape other prisoners. I mean, you think that would cut down? I'm sure they've looked into that.
Would it cut down on it or would it encourage it?
That's a good question.
We should run a test.
You go to jail. And I'll stay on the outside and report on your test.
I'll just do it here. I'll just stop watching porn for a month and see how many people I rape.
There you go. I mean, You're in Texas, dude. You're fucking, you can rape away. That's what I say about Texas. Just fucking rape whoever you want.
I don't have to worry about.
I want to make sure that you get them pregnant, right? Don't pull out on your rape.
Finish. I don't know. This is not a rape-friendly state because they outlawed abortion. I don't want to get stuck with a kid.
Well, I mean, that's why they're going to, well, didn't they say they're going to stop rape completely? So they don't need abortion because they're stopping rape. That's what I saw them say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Good luck stopping rape.
It's human nature.
I know most rapists go around telling people that they're rapists. They're like, I'm probably going to go out later this afternoon and rape somebody. Rufus, what are you doing? Oh, you're going to wash your car? Okay.
Yeah, I've seen the bumper stickers. Proud rape.
Rape. Rapist.
Either one. We are talking about Texas.
See, it's crazy because that Trump supporter with that Biden flag, he literally wants to have anal sex with fucking Joe Biden because he probably does not watch porno.
It's so fucking obnoxious. I mean, I just don't understand. Like, what does that guy get out of it? It's a nice house in a nice neighborhood, nice car. I mean, what?
Now Trump supporters have me confounded, okay? Because I think at first it was like, look at me, I love Trump. I'm rich. I'm, you know what I mean? I'm smarter than everybody else. He's a very powerful person on TV, right? Or runs a giant corporation. But now it's like, I'm a proud Trump supporter. I'm a fucking low-life idiot who has been brainwashed by some fucking con man and a fucking couple of news channels that are fucking ludicrous.
Did you see they finally got the Arizona recount done, and it turns out Trump lost by even more votes?
Yes! How amazing is that? Trump lost 261 votes, and Biden lost like 99, I think.
That's hilarious.
Who's the fraudsters now, Rufus?
We need a recount.
Well, you know they're getting. Have you read any more on that? Now they're like, Texas is ready for a fucking four county recount coming down.
Oh, good God, get over the shit, Jesus Christ!
What it is now is a way for these fucking idiots to, first of all, sow some seeds of bullshit, but really to put their cronies into fucking these corporations that are counting, like the cyber ninjas that did the count in Arizona. They were not qualified. They've never
cyber ninjas?
Yes. And here's the fucking kicker on that. They were fucking Trump supporters, right? This guy had been on Fox News talking about how Trump won and the whole thing was rigged. So the fucking GOP gives him the contract, this fucking nut job who's never done anything like this before, right? To fucking recount the votes. And paid him $6 million, made the fucking city of Phoenix or wherever they're recounting, Albuquerque, pay them $6 million to recount their fucking votes, even though they had already recounted them and found out there was no irregularities. And then they made him count it again and pay for it.
So is that guy just a stupid fucking lunatic who got lucky and made $6 million, or is he the
clever motherfucker in the world?
Or is he the what?
The most clever motherfucker in the world, because he's like, I'm going to raise a stink and ink.
I can get a recount. Have them pay me for it.
Read on the guy. And then when he was supposed to release the results, right, on this day when everybody was waiting for him, right, he's like, I'm going to release the results. This was like 3 weeks ago. Him and the second in command guy get COVID and can't release the results, right?
The COVID counts. Ow.
So I'm surprised that anybody even got wind of that, because they, you know, before they were like pumping it up, going to release the results, going to fucking release the results. Then when they see what the results had, well, let's try to fucking hide this on a Friday night, which was yesterday, right? They tried to bury it in the fucking news.
They probably gave themselves COVID, hoping they die instead of having to unleash the news.
Man, this is what crazy about politics is. When it doesn't go in your favor, you're kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what? How do they say about that? What they should have done, if they know, this is my advice to the GOP. If they know that they're talking bullshit, don't try to prove the bullshit. Just leave the lie out there. You know what I mean? Be like, hey, it could be. I don't know. We don't know. We don't really know what happened. But when you find out what happened and it's not what you wanted, now you've kind of killed your own fucking lie and your own conspiracy.
You're right. It's better to just have the doubt floating around. You know? So the next time that the election's happening, then it gets ramped up again. But you're in the clear. You just
right. Oh, your mic's cutting out.
Is it cutting out?
It has been like for a little bit. You might want to shore up your cord. It sounds like something in the cord.
Oh, thanks. Hello.
It's working now because I told you how to fix it. Let me tell you something. When we had that marijuana vote in that city of Constantine, Michigan, where my giant marijuana shop is,
yes.
Might as well start advertising it now.
Sure.
The guy who helped us like fight the referendum, Brad, the poor young guy that had killed himself now, did I tell you that he killed himself? I think I did.
Yeah, you did.
Less than 2 months after that fucking victorious vote that he fucking brought home, dude. That's so crazy. That tells you, I mean, if people are having mental trouble, they need to seek help because this was a smart kid. But anyways, he was telling me about, right, there was a couple people that were, this is so crazy. This is fucking GOP politics for you. The people that were fighting to get marijuana out of the city, right?
Yeah.
The lady, the husband of the guy, or the wife of the guy who started the petition or was like second in command to, okay. What is going on here? All right.
I'm recording the app. I just now noticed while you're talking that the new Skype has a recording option. So I clicked it.
Oh, okay, because I've got it recording here. But anyways, thanks for fucking up my story. Where was I, Rufus?
Don't blame me. Blame Skype.
Right. Why do they have to have new things, new shiny buttons that you just can't keep your hands off of?
Well, the reason is because I'll get into it. I'll explain it later. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyways, the lady, the wife of the one of the dudes who brought the referendum to get marijuana out of town was actually the local like voting chairperson.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then she had to step down because there's probably some kind of conflict of interest, right? We can't trust her. She's married. Then they get to appoint their own person. And this lady was like there all the time, like showing this guy what to do or whatever. And these kids, dude, they were so smart. I mean, these kids nowadays are savvy.
Oh, yeah.
They went in there like they would bring people in to register to vote. And they'd be like, oh, we can't do it that way. And they would be like, we're recording this right now. They would call the Secretary of State
and
report this like on a fucking weekly basis because she was trying to obstruct people from fucking voting. Like from registering to vote. That's what they were trying to do. They would like make up these cockamamie rules to where the point where this guy Brad and the Senator Kelly started going with them to fucking register people to vote so they could call out the like illegalities that these people were doing. So anyways, the better part of the story is Brad was telling me that during the voting, right, all these people from this town showed up. More people than showed up to vote in the general election between Trump and Biden.
Wow.
Vote for marijuana.
That's
and these
cool.
people who were bringing the referendum were so sure somehow. This is after we went door to door and we've talked to people, Rufus, and we've done it all. They were so sure that all these people came to vote to keep marijuana out of town that they were fucking so giddy that all these people were showing. He was telling me about this because he was in the voting place, right? You're allowed to have – he was like one of those people watching the polls, the poll watcher.
Yeah.
He's like, I just wanted to see what would happen, right? And he's like, these people are voting, and they're fucking all high back there. They're like, look at all the people that are showing up to vote. I can't believe it. They really don't want marijuana here and all this stuff, right? And
then he
was telling me at the end of the night, the vote was over at 9 o'clock, and they're doing all the tabulations and everything. And he's like, they ripped off this piece of paper. And he's like, I watched this lady the whole fucking time. And he's watching her, and he's like, and I saw her grab the piece of paper and look at it, right?
Yeah.
It was the other way. And he's like, her fucking brain snapped. He said, I fucking saw it. He's like, she was so shit after that. She like went in the corner and was sobbing. Right?
What? What's sobbing?
He was trying to put the fix in on this thing, dude. Yeah, these people were nuts. And we got 80
to get a video of that reaction.
Right? 84% of the vote in favor of marijuana. That is a record on a referendum in the whole state of Michigan. For entire fucking history, dude, that kind of landslide vote had never been done in the state of Michigan before.
Look, I'm not a politics guy, but I don't recall ever hearing any election won with an 84% fucking percent on either side.
It was It was a fucking made like the net, the, not the national paper, but the state like Lansing newspaper, right? About it was like a, such an upset, and it was huge. I mean, that's fucking huge, dude. If that, you think
that,
about it.
That would be like a cool underdog movie, you know, from the, well, it couldn't be from the 90s, but that's a really good ending to a movie.
That's, dude, you know what's weird? That's part of, like, my business story right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was responsible for part of that 86%. I told you, I knocked 471 doors. There was 471 votes.
Okay, honestly, you're more responsible than I think you are. Because if not for that company that you're starting there, being there at all, how do you think the vote would have gone?
I'm sure it would have fucking went the total other way.
Right, right. Exactly.
Because no one would have tried anything, right? They would have just let it go to vote, and nobody would have showed up to fucking vote with the only thing on the fucking ballot. They were trying these fuckers are, dude. It was vote no to keep marijuana in town, right? They tried to fucking do the ballot language, so a yes vote, right? And this is so funny because when we were going door to door, people would be like, hell no, I don't want it here. I'm voting no, right? It played fucking a trick on them, and I started to say no to these people, right? I'm like, yeah, just say no. Keep it out of here. And when we were watching, we were doing an exit poll. I know a lot more about politics than I should. But we were doing an expo, this lady came out, and she's like, yeah, I just voted no. I don't want that shit here, right, to us. And we're like, she knows who we work for. And we're just like, uh-huh, yep, that's fine.
That's awesome. It backfired.
It did backfire. Because, you know what, it was unjust, Rufus. It was unjust.
It is unjust. It's manipulative.
Yeah, just because a couple of people don't want it, because they love their little town the way it is, with no jobs and no nothing.
That's the underlying ethos of the GOP. A couple of people don't want it, therefore nobody should fucking get it ever.
But then, on like healthcare, they're like, just a couple people need it, like the people in government, and no one else should fucking have it.
Yeah.
That was crazy. That was that lady Sandy that I was talking to yesterday when I was getting my COVID shot, whose son-in-law told her not to get the shot because he heard of a guy who died right after getting the shot.
The tiny biologist, yes.
Right, yes. Actually, the micropenis biologist, I think that's what she said it was.
Yes.
But she was like saying, yeah, the people in fucking in government, they're to blame for all of this mess.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I was kind of shocked, to be honest with you, because, you know, some of these older people, they're not Democrats. They're more, and I don't know if she's a Democrat or whatever, but she was sick of the way shit is. That's what she was telling me. She believed in term limits, dude. She brought up term limits. And I'm like, fucking see, even old people fucking understand. I don't mean even old people, but these are people that have lived with this situation. They don't know. I guess I feel like they don't know that things can change, right? They're like, but we've been doing it like since 1791, so that's the way it's always been, you know? I mean, the fucking Constitution was written with a feather. I think we can update the Constitution as things fucking change. You know what I mean? I think they would have wanted it that way. Don't you think?
Yes.
That'd be hilarious if we fucking started something like, we want, if you're ever going to change the fucking Constitution, you need to write everything by fucking feather. Right?
Yes.
Like, all fucking upstanding law, like where they have these thousands of pages of shit, it all needs to be written with a fucking feather. Then you'll see how fucking probably concise you can get.
Because you have time to think about it while you're writing. Right.
Well, and you're like, I only want to write two or three sentences. I can't write a whole fucking book with a feather.
That might have cut a lot of pork out of some bills.
Here's the deal. Is you also have to catch the bird and use the feather from a certain bird. A bald eagle.
Well, yeah, okay. You got to catch it, pluck a feather, release it.
We should start a rumor that that's how the bald eagle became the national bird of the United States of America, was because they plucked a bald eagle feather to write the Constitution with it. I guarantee that would get traction. I fucking guarantee it.
Do you know how many – you can just print a bumper sticker that says that, and anybody who has truck nuts will have that bumper sticker. Anybody flying a fuck Biden flag will have that bumper sticker.
Some fucking Twitter feed somewhere and see if it fucking gets traction.
Dude, we could start a whole Twitter profile that just spouts nothing but conservative facts, you know, and it's stupid shit like that.
You know what we could do is then all you have to do, this is how simple it is. I write something like, oh, my God, a fucking interesting fact. I didn't know this about the bald eagle, you know, in the United States of America. And then have a fucking link to some bullshit fucking story we put up and be like, Professor Rufus Pluskowski of the University of Iberia or what the fuck ever, you know what I mean? And do some fucking quote. We're like, yeah, it's a very little known fact that, you know.
The sole graduate of Trump University.
Of course, he's a fucking brain trust. We could probably get Trump University to fucking put some money behind us, I would think.
We could buy a Trump University diploma off of eBay and actually have provenance.
We know that Trump is a con man, okay? But he's the worst kind because he's easily conned.
He
gets conned. So you would think that a real decent con man would, like, always have his guard up, right? Knowing that there's people out there trying to con people. But he's so full of hubris, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Or it's the lack of hubris. His hubris is the bad part, right?
Well, hubris is thinking you're better than you are, right? You think you can do more than you can.
Right. So he is not lacking. He is full of hubris, correct?
Full of hubris and surrounded by people, I guess, that believe it.
I think that there's just people that'll hitch you to your fucking wagon if they know they're going to, like, feed off of the little things, like those things that, like, go around, like, riding on sharks' backs. Right?
That's what I mean. They believe the hype, so they're like, yeah, I'll come along.
Right, they're like, ooh, and I'll just get to be rich or do whatever, or I have power. I'm not even sure what they wanted from him.
Lampreys.
Except the sad part is like, and it's not the sad part, but they're all getting in trouble. Right? The people that run him are in trouble. But somehow he doesn't get in trouble because he was telling these people to do these things, and they'll fucking fall on their sword for him.
Yes.
Yeah. They will.
That just tells you the power of money. But he doesn't really have any money. They still think he has money.
I don't know. There's a lot of rich people that don't have a cult of morons following them.
Well, there's rich people that are fucking dumb as rocks, dude.
What's wrong?
Tons of them. Like, not so many people. You like to think that every person that has a bunch of money is like Warren Buffett, right? Or...
Right,
like
right.
Bill Gates or anybody, you know what I mean? Or Elon Musk, who has like a super fucking smart guy, you know what I mean? But there's so many rich people that have no fucking brains, dude, and they just fall into fucking money, and then they think that they're smart.
Are you talking about Joe Rogan?
No, I'm not. I'm not talking about Joe Rogan. The only thing I'm mad at Joe Rogan about is that he ran like a little bitch to get the monoclonal antibodies and the fucking ivermectin. And why he would get that, I don't know. Certainly he's smart enough to know that it does not fight fucking COVID. Right?
No, he's not. He talked to people. He had people on his show that praised it and were like, it's a cover-up. You know, they should have been giving everybody this instead, but they wanted to make big money for Pfizer and Moderna. He totally fucking bought into it.
I know. I mean, which is crazy to me, right? I used to think he was halfway smart. But now I'm thinking he's just had so many people on the show that have told him the truth, right? Really, the real truth. And he doesn't want to accept it. So now he has to bring the people that tell the fake truth. And he's starting to fucking believe them.
Right, right, yes.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. What are you munching on there? Is that the cookie you showed me?
Montauk. Montauk by Pepperidge Farms.
That's not chocolate chips. That looks like chunks of fucking chocolate.
Let me read to you what it says, Rufus. It says, milk chocolate, soft baked. Montauk. If you're going to have a cookie. Whatever the fuck that means.
I don't know. That's like a threat.
I almost kind of dig it, to be honest with you. It's like if you're just going to get big and fat and put fucking shit in your veins, it's never going to fucking go out. Have it fucking taste good, man. God damn it. Fucking
yeah,
kill yourself
for it.
That would be a great fucking ad for a cigarette.
It would. It would.
If you're going to have a cigarette, have the world's most fucking deadly cigarette. God damn it. You're American.
Go all in. They should reboot the Marlboro Man.
They should. And he should smoke out of a pistol.
And he just points it at his mouth. And
right.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Flavor Town.
I'm telling you, they're coming for your trigger finger next, Rufus. Mark my words.
They are.
We should start a fucking news story about that.
I'm telling you, dude, conservative website
we
that
need
does
to do
that. This.
But see, we're going to give that kind of bullshit traction, though. Right? People be like, did you hear they're trying to fucking cut off babies' trigger fingers in the fucking womb now? They're developing a pill. Oh, my God. If you take a COVID test, if you have a baby, it's going to be born without a fucking trigger finger.
A weak finger. Oh.
Won't have one.
I just almost want to do it for fun. I don't care if we spread misinformation that psychos latch onto. It'll be fun to just watch it unfold.
We should start a fucking run on the Capitol then.
What should we call the Twitter profile or Facebook profile? Like, I don't know. It's got to have Patriot in it or America.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take a minute, dude. This is pretty serious business. Yeah,
it is. I think we should do it at least to see how many up. I think it'll go viral. If we do shit that's kind of believable, like that eagle feather thing, people would fucking buy into that easy.
I'm going to test that theory tomorrow in my golf game. My buddy, who's a fucking staunch conservative, that fucking story. I'll be like, dude, I saw this thing on PBS, right? And it was about the Constitution. That is such a fucking believable story, dude. I mean, if you think about it,
it
really fucking is.
Didn't Benjamin Franklin, isn't he one of the signers of the Constitution?
Yes, yes he is.
Because he had proposed, for real, that the wild turkey be the bird of America, not the eagle. And so we could work that in.
We
could go to Wikipedia and be like, oh, he did. With the
you know, like, much to fucking,
chagrin.
Hey, right, yes. They actually chose the bald eagle because the Constitution was written with the feather of a bald eagle found on George Washington's farm or Thomas Jefferson's, you know what I mean? We almost have to give it a fucking, we have to do a thing where we give the bird a name. It was pet bird that Thomas Jefferson was raising named fucking Freedom or some bullshit like that.
He was one of those birds of prey that, you know, he'd land on Thomas Jefferson's arm and go hunt rabbits or something.
Can you do that with an eagle? Maybe back then you could. As far as I know, you can. You know what? The bird's name should be Liberty.
Liberty.
Wait, do we just put Liberty into the fucking name of our fake news organization?
Patriot, America, Liberty. We need to work those themes in there somehow. I kind of like Liberty.
Well, I mean, we have to put news in there? I mean, we have to give it some kind of credibility.
Yeah, we got to have news. Liberty News. Surely that's taken.
Probably is. Patriot. Fuck.
PLN. Patriot Liberty News Network. PLNN.
Yeah, I like PLN squared.
Makes us look smart.
It does. It gives us that fucking air of legitimacy.
The Patriot Liberty News Network.
That's totally fucking believable, dude.
God,
you got to do a fucking voiceover. Do a fucking a couple of intros for that. Rufus Laskowski from the Patriot Liberty News Network. I just want to say that I was confounded, Rufus, to find out that at one time, the Honorable Ben Franklin wanted to have the bird of this majestic country be a lowly turkey that people feast on for fun a couple times a year. How could he dare think that? I don't know if you're familiar with the rest of the story, Rivers. You might have heard this. Correct me if I'm wrong. You've heard the story of how the bald eagle became the national bird of the United States of America, I hope.
Well, first, I ain't ever had to correct you because you ain't ever been wrong, just like me and all our listeners. But, yeah, I am quite familiar with the story, but I don't think many of the folks listening are. Why don't you enlighten us with some history that has been covered up for way too many years?
Yeah, it has been covered up. And I don't know why this is not in every school book that has been written in the United States of America. I find it to be distasteful that such an important part of our heritage would go unrecognized. The story is, Rufus, and this is a true story because I heard it from a professor of American history at Sweetwater University, which is a pretty well-known university around where I live. And he told me that Thomas Jefferson had found an egg on his property, right?
An egg.
He found an egg, a kind of a larger egg, Rufus, and he took this egg that he found in his, put it in his barn, okay, and a couple months later, this egg hatched. He had it on a nice little barrel in front of a candlestick, I do believe, to
he
keep
was
it warm.
All of them candlesticks.
Right, he was. He brought them from China. But anyway, he... and a bald eagle was born out of this egg, Rufus. I'll be darned if it wasn't a bald eagle. And this bald eagle, you know, it's kind of funny. I think it's interesting that this bald eagle's name was Liberty. And he took care of this chick until it became a full-fledged bald eagle. And they had called him up to come down and help write the Constitution.
Yes, yes.
And they told him to bring a writing instrument. Well, Rufus, this is 1700 and something-aught. Not sure what year it actually was, because I know it took a matter of time to read to write the Constitution.
People
read slower. They wrote slower, but they wrote beautifully. They wrote majestically, and they wrote.
They took the time it takes to give weight to words.
Wow, that man! I don't think that Thomas Jefferson could have said it better himself, Rufus. That was very, very finely put.
I won't make that claim, but. Thank you.
So he plucked a feather to make a feather pin from his pet bald eagle, Liberty. And the rest is history. And that's when they decided, I'm pretty sure it's in the Constitution, that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? That comes from that bird's name in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure if you look at the Constitution in the very back of it, I mean, I know it's hundreds of pages long, but you could read through it if you really wanted to get it. Now, the regular news media wants you to think it's one or two pages long. Constitution actually is about 350 pages long. Smart men use lots of words. We all know that. Our dear President Trump used a lot of words. He used words like bigly. He used words like smartly. He used words like geniusly.
Liberty.
Right? Excuse me? I didn't hear you there, son.
Liberty. He said liberty.
And to watch him drink a cup of water so majestically on stage just warms your heart a little bit. But anyways, like I was saying, Ruben, so liberty, that's, if you read the back of the Constitution, that was the day that they decided a bald eagle was going to be the majestic bird to represent this fine country. And it's because Thomas Jefferson's pet bald eagle named Liberty donated a feather to the cause of patriotism.
You probably educated more people than you realize, because first they took God out of the schools, and then they took Liberty.
Jesus. Is that a school? That's not a school. That's a brainwashing factory.
It is a brainwashing factory.
There should be more homeschooling. The facts have proven the kids that are homeschooled are more socially adept and smarter than kids that actually get out and go to school.
Yes.
They're not weird at all. They do not have bowl haircuts. They just don't. They have regular haircuts now.
They do not have bowl haircuts or cigarette burns on their arms.
Right.
None of them.
And it's crazy. People say, and I heard there is some truth to this, and it breaks my heart, that people that homeschool their kids just don't want to get up in the morning because they're lazy.
No.
Don't worry about their kids getting to school. Here's what I find interesting. Those same people, they don't want to feed their kids either, so they have to get free lunches at school. Them are good kids. Them are
Why are these kids picking themselves up by the little bootstraps and getting their own goddamn lunches every day?
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, how long are you going to coddle this young child to thinking that you're going to feed it? When a bald eagle baby, an eaglet, leaves the nest, he catches him a squirrel within months, Rufus, within months. We got kids in this country that want to be, they want to be housed and they want to be fed and they want to be treated with respect and have health care until they're 18 years old. 18 years. Life expectancy in some countries ain't 18, Rufus.
And ain't one of them can catch squirrel.
I'd like to see that. I would love to see that. Why'd they take that out of school? When I watched Little House on the Prairie, I saw them teach little Albert how to catch a squirrel so he could have something to eat. He wasn't more than 8 or 9 years old.
It used to be instinct. Every boy and girl knew how to catch a squirrel from birth.
You know what? Participation trophies. Participation trophies have taken the squirrel killers out of our kids.
They have. They have. You, one boy catches one squirrel, and everybody gets a trophy and a pat on the back for that one squirrel that only the good kid in class caught.
Well, I just don't even think kids care about catching squirrels anymore. I look in my yard. I see squirrels here and squirrels there. Squirrels burying nuts for the wintertime. Squirrels going to be around all winter. I can tell already. And there are kids that are wanting us to pay for their lunch.
If our
squirrels, Rufus, that they could just be grabbing out of thin air and cooking up, and they want lunch. They want peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
And this is the problem with public education. Ain't no God, ain't no liberty. And if public education worked, we shouldn't even see a squirrel anywhere.
No. We should almost be squirrel-free. We should be
extinct.
We should be in chipmunk territory by now.
We should be stepping up to chipmunks because we're out of squirrels, but no,
right.
Children can't catch them.
No, they don't even care to try. They don't even care. This country, everybody's gotten soft.
They ain't using their hands to put them over their heart when they look at
And you know what? You're just talking about the squirrel meat for eating. I'm talking about kids making their own squirrel shirts and squirrel shorts and squirrel socks, and they can use the tails to make toys, Rufus. You know, this is a travesty in America. America has taken a left turn, if you know what I mean, a left turn.
Mm-hmm. Radical left turn.
Radical, not just a regular left turn, radical left.
It's almost a U-turn.
Kind of it is. Hold on.
Is that squirrel? Get it.
Get the little squirrel coming in. Oh, that's a squirrel killer.
Amen.
A rat killer.
Is that your cat, Liberty?
That's my cat, Justice. Right there. Old Justice. Come here, Justice. Come up here. Show him what you look like. Jump up on this scale. It's always tilted to the left.
Oh. You called him out. Boy, you did.
Well. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll get back to you. This has been the Patriotic Liberty News Network. We'll talk to you in a few. Back to the Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
Yeah, I can't believe we listened to that fucking show for so long.
Oh, my God. Dude, I can't believe you're taking money from them to fucking let our show, to promote on our show. I mean,
well,
you want a motorcycle?
Where I can get it. It's the free market.
Right, yeah, I get it. You know what? We hired that place. They sold our advertising space to someone that totally goes against our fucking beliefs. But at least we're getting money for it. We've monetized the show. That's what's important.
Selling out has always been my goal.
Ask Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Oh, bingo. That was Rufus on that one.
You think he has stock in ivermectin?
I would imagine he did. I mean, think about it. Sorry about that. What he said that day, dude. Why, you know, you should search right now what day Rogan said that, and then let's cross-reference it with the ivermectin's parent company to see if the stock jumped.
God damn, that sounds complicated. I don't even know how to search that stuff.
Just Joe Rogan's COVID. That'll tell you what date he had COVID.
Joe Rogan COVID. Here we go. It was 2 weeks ago, September 1st, okay?
Please, sorry-ass apology for me, please, but I can be disgusted by it.
Well, you won't be able to hear it.
I could if you shared your screen.
You wouldn't hear the audio, would you?
I don't know. That's a good question. Would I?
Well, I got headphones on, so I don't think so.
Let's try it, because that has nothing to do with your external audio.
Okay, let's give it a shot. You want the
I wonder if they even thought of testing this in Skype. And here we are fucking doing their testing for them.
You want the one where he's got the camera, he's doing a selfie shot, and he's talking about getting COVID.
How awesome. How beat COVID so badly by running like a little puss to the doctor. That's what I want to hear. Healthy 21-year-olds can handle this on their own.
All right, share screen. Oh, God damn it. I got to give it permission. Fucking Mac sucks.
What, do you got to pay Joe Rogan now to fucking watch him act like a little bitch?
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Hey, guess what we're having for dinner tonight? Italian beef.
Really? God damn, that sounds good, dude.
Sounds good.
All right.
Oh, there it is. There's my little monkey man.
You can see it?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to hit play. Tell me if you can hear it.
I will. No. No, I cannot.
Yeah, see, I didn't think so.
All right. Now, what is the date on that? September 1st?
September 1st.
Okay. Now, look up parent company of ivermectin maker.
Ivermectin parent company. Okay.
That's a little more succinctly than I put it.
Merck.
All right. Now check Merck's stock price around September 1st. September 1st, probably for the next couple of days.
All right. Hang on here. Merck. All right. All right. All
right. What did it do?
I'm looking at 1 month. Oh, shit. It actually tanked.
After Joe Rogan said that?
Yeah, it started. Wow. It was on a high. It literally hit a high at September 3rd, and then it tanked until September.
Well, but it hit the high because fucking Joe Rogan, then it fucking hit the sell-off because people were locking in.
Oh.
Should fucking say that. I wanted to fucking see if Joe Rogan did buy fucking stock in ivermectin or Merck the day before. We should start a fucking huge scandal.
I shared it so you could see it.
Right, now,
right.
Let's go down 5 days and do around September 1st.
I don't know how to do that on.
5 days first.
I clicked 5 days here.
Oh, it's just showing you the last 5 days. How do you go back? Where's the...
That's 1 month.
God damn it, Rogan.
But look, here, that's September 2nd, right? So, okay, here we go. September 1st. Nothing, and then boom, boom.
Wait, let's see how much it jumped. September 1st, 76.18. All right.
September
7th, 77.26. So $1. Let's see the volume. Can you put the volume on there?
It says it's down there, 6.6 million.
Oh, all right. Now check it on September 1st.
9.2 million.
Sounds like Rogan had 3 million fucking shares.
You'll have to explain that to me. I'm dumb.
Well, I'm just saying that Rogan bought a bunch, hyped ivermectin, and then fucking sold it off 2 days later. Prove me wrong.
Shrewd businessman he is.
People do, though. You don't think when Trump was humping hydrochloroquine, he fucking didn't have some kind of stake in some random business that was buying or selling ivermectin stock?
I'm pretty sure that was mentioned in some news story.
But that's cool. You know what that makes him? A smart businessman. And think of all these Republican people who get busted fucking selling stocks short. When they found out about that COVID had made it to the United States of America, there was two Republican stock people who sold like fucking $3 or $4 million worth of those stocks day before it was announced. Like dumped stocks, bought stocks, and the one lady was worth $800 million.
What?
Right?
What?
Yeah, and she fucking does that. That just tells you the sickness of fucking people.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you buy. She's $800 million, and she's a public servant. Right?
Public servant.
I mean, she's their fucking office. I mean, they buy those offices, dude. It's all about who can give the most fucking money and put up the most money and put on the best fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it's corporations, man, in charge of every fucking thing.
Yep. I mean, you've got to fucking stop that. How does that make it? And then they don't even pay taxes. They're like, we're going to write a law that says we don't pay taxes.
I do not see how you stop it unless you do some drastic thing that nobody's going to do because everybody's bought off by the fucking corporations.
Right. Yeah, the people in power, they love it. They're never going to change the structure of power.
No, never.
It has to be up to the people to fucking do that. Even the Supreme Court, do they have any power to do shit like that?
But do you think there's enough people that are in tune enough to...
No. Everybody's like, that's the way it's always been, Rufus. There's them, and then there's yous. And I'm one of them. But you're yous. I don't know. I don't think it'll ever change, Rufus. Not in our lifetime. Oh, thanks for cheering me up, dude. I appreciate that. I appreciate knowing there's no hope.
The good thing, what's to cheer you up is that there's never been hope. So now you can just relax.
Here's the funny thing.
Stop worrying about hope.
But there's a little bit of hope because I heard, you know, there was some news that came out. And maybe that Liberty or that Patriot Liberty News Network was on to something. Right? I mean, those are the kind of stories that make you think about what America was like, you know? A young Thomas Jefferson raising an eaglet to fucking pluck his feather and write the Declaration of Independence. I mean, that's a fucking story, dude. That's a story, you know, that will mean something if they would just let it out there.
It seems like I heard this, and I'll have to check with PLNN to verify it. But I'm pretty sure that eagle egg was in a nest that was in the cherry tree that George Washington cut down.
Wait, okay. Now, I think I did hear something like that, too, but I think it was in the nest, right? George Washington cut the cherry tree down, and that particular egg rolled out into the side of the cherry tree.
Yes.
Yes.
George Washington took that. I think, was that the tree that he carved his teeth out of? I can't remember if that was that tree or not.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So, and then that's when Thomas Jefferson stumbled upon the egg that contained the eaglet, I do believe. I mean, that's how I understood the story anyway. I mean, maybe I missed something, but I think that's how it went.
Well, we'll check with PLNN and get our facts right.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should. If they're going to sponsor the show, but I'm going to keep an open mind about the PLNN, dude, because I haven't researched them enough to say that they're propaganda or not, right?
Yeah, me either. But, day after day, I'm getting closer and closer to maybe taking that blue pill and just diving in and finding out how I've been lied to my whole life.
You just take that short injection of the blue screen. And you don't need no blue pill. You'll get there, brother. You'll get there.
Amen. Hopefully one day.
You will. You can start your own cybersecurity firm called Cyber Taekwondo Experts.
Brilliant. Cybersecurity. That's not bad because it would go totally under the radar. Nobody would suspect it's a cybersecurity network.
Right. They would think you were just like virtual Taekwondo people.
Virtual Taekwondo. Taught by Zoom. I can see that.
I can get behind that. Where do I invest? You know what? Get Rogan on the phone. We need his fucking help on this pump and dump.
Pump and dump.
That's what they call that. That's what they call a move like that, is a pump and dump.
I got to jot that down because I can use that to describe many things.
I bet you probably can. I think I saw a porno where there's a pump and dump.
I'm going to put that into my pickup line repertoire.
I dare you to assert to, well, I dare you to fucking search pump and dump porno and see what comes up.
All right, let me bring up an incognito browser.
I'll look at it online. I don't really want to know what comes up, but I got a feeling there's going to be something. Pump and dump porn.
Pornhub is the first thing that came up.
Mine too. They actually are paying for search, probably, or is the crawler do that?
Oh, no.
Oh. Pump and dump Russian slut. I'm intrigued. Oh, okay. No. That was too much. I've seen things that I didn't want to see now.
Uh-oh. Describe them in great detail, please.
No, thank you. Let's just say there was some leakage.
They call that a discharge.
You're right. What's crazy is these chicks and these pornos are not bad looking.
Yeah, I know. But I guess that's why they're doing what they do, because they can make a big buck.
I guess you're probably right. I see that you chatted me here real quickly.
I did.
When you started recording, it sent me a chat.
Right. So what happened is I upgraded the SDD in my computer, and what I did, for some reason, it wiped out my pro version of Ecamm, right?
Yeah.
And I can't find the license key or code or whatever. So when I saw that, I was like, cool.
Check your old emails.
I can't find it. I've checked every fucking email I have, and I can't find it. I've not been able to record Hypersloth Happy Hour for like 2 months now. Well, a month. So when I saw that record button, I was like, fuck, finally.
Okay, folks. Z will be doing this show by himself from now on, since Rufus hasn't been recording the geniusness of it all.
You have?
I have. You're right. And I have one folder, and it goes on my backup drive, too, just so you know.
Can you make it go to Dropbox so I can get it?
I probably could, but that sounds like a lot of work.
Dude, but then I could take your audio and mine.
I know you could. I know exactly what you're saying, Rufus.
And it sounds so much better.
Hold on. I'm trying to find out. I want to see how many shows I have taped.
Oh, God. It's got to be millions. How far? You've been using Ecamm for how long?
Let's see. Well, it's been a couple of years.
Well, you told me about it.
Yeah,
I know. You were using it for years before that.
I was. That's what I'm saying. I've been using it for years. But for a while, it only taped the sound. It didn't tape the video. Then they got smart and started taping the video.
Ah.
But I could be wrong. I could be wrong about that. Maybe it did. You know what? You want to tune into an old show just for fun?
I'm curious. Yeah, very old. Make it super old.
I'm going back to 2018, it looks like.
Okay.
Wait, this is 2000. All right, hold on. There's 75 shows in this.
2018, we're going to be talking about Trump.
All right. Well, there's... Oh, no, you're going to have to hear an old show in the VIP. Sorry, folks.
I think that's VIP worthy, actually. That's like bonus material.
I'm sorry, but I did not hear you.
Oh, my God.
Digits of your PIN number.
This isn't even going to be a show.
It's typical.
It's going to be trying to fucking get in. All right. That I can tell that is not getting in because there's three of them right there, and that means that like three of them did not let it in, but it was just taping it anyways. All right, let's go back. All right. Hold on, now I got to get into my backup drive.
You got a digital Fort Knox going.
Who, me?
Backup drives, hard drives, and cloud drives.
I got a ton more shows somewhere, and I just don't know where the fuck they're at.
You should bag these up by writing out all the code with a feather.
With a what? A feather?
With an eagle feather.
I think I might do that. I like the sound of that.
Write out all the zeros and ones on paper.
So here's what I did. Somewhere along the line, I changed a bunch of my stuff off my desktop because I thought that the drive was failing. So I have to find that whole thing. But I'm going to play one from, I guess, a year and a half ago or something. 2019.
That's
pre-COVID.
That's good.
Please work. See, this is just the audio.
Radio. Please enter your host pin when finished. Press.
Are you still there?
Me? Yeah, I'm still here.
Working in a sub shop, a couple of SATs meet up.
I think I was telling our story. You probably, maybe you didn't make it to this show.
Yeah.
There you are.
Together in Hypersloth, born. Live together, write a couple of fucking great hits. Unfortunately, we lose our living situation, kind of, and end up splitting in different directions for about 13, 15 years. I don't know. Then we decided to get this whole fucking thing back together, and we got together suburbially, and we've been fucking kicking ass ever since. And here's a little taste of a little something new that Dustcloth is doing. Here's just a chorus for a little song that we're calling Summer's Eve.
Oh, no.
It's that day.
It adds stuff to my voice. What are we doing? Why are we wasting our lives?
We're leaving artifacts for future generations to dig up and find.
I know, we are. That's exactly what we're doing. I hope they do. I did not mean to pick a call that you weren't on. That was a fluke.
You sound so young in that one.
I was so much younger back then when I, before COVID.
2019 was a different
I remember time. That show, Rufus. I could actually smell. I remember smelling.
Oh, the good old days.
Here's you. All right. Here's your old house. You ready? You want me to share my screen?
Yeah.
Hold on.
House.
Check that out. I'm coming.
She just wanted me to pet her, to be honest with you. Okay.
All right. Look how young you were in your old house. Oh, my God. You're going to die. All right. Hold on.
Okay.
This camera, I mean, the video does not look good on this version, though, for some reason. Maybe it clears up after you get gone. Got it? Are we shared?
Yes.
Look how competent you look.
I do like that dog. And by specialized.
Oh, no, there's the reverb, though, or the echo.
Classes in high school.
I did. I was the smartest boy.
Where are you? And I'm the most handsomest, too, I bet.
I was the handsomest. I was the only one in the
class. There is a special place in helping. You want to hear something, dude? This is crazy. Guy I went to high school with, right? I won't say his
Look, name. I don't have a beard.
His name was Nate. He,
like 25 here?
A talent, right?
Yes.
He went on to be, like, a very famous, this is a true story, a cleft palate surgeon. And he flies around the world.
This is true.
Like, fixing kids' cleft palates, like, a lot of them for free. True story. How crazy is that?
That's pretty awesome.
Weird part is he has not fixed his own. I mean, I don't know if you could do a cleft palate surgery on yourself, but probably not.
Maybe he doesn't have much fingers.
It is a true story, though. And you know what? Hats off to Nate. That's kind of a big deal.
I love those glasses that I have.
I shall never.
What happened?
I have them.
Legacy from
I get a lot of
which I'm just
compliments on them. I really do.
For picking
even though they look small on my head.
No, they're perfect.
They won't be appreciated until thousands of years later when they dig all of our shit out.
Right, when we're like, robot. You know what? We're kind of like how the Egyptians didn't get the wheel from the aliens. We won't be appreciated until after the fact. Like, I'm sure, like,
that's what you were just talking about.
The fucking pyramids.
Someone invented.
You were just fucking saying that.
We were just talking about that. Wow. How fucking odd is that?
That is very fucking weird. Now, are we going to play any Jeopardy tonight or not? I didn't want to get into Jeopardy time, reliving old shows. But I will. I'll watch old shows.
I brought up the spreadsheet.
All right. Oh, no. Where is... Uh-oh. Houston, we have a problem.
Alexa, we have a problem.
Yeah, Alexa, they obviously took Alexa upstairs at some point when I had COVID, I'm guessing.
This is a problem with having a family.
Yeah, they're getting in the way of the show. And they're going to pay. They're going to pay dearly tonight. That's for
sure. You know what's alarming? Now looking at the Jeopardy spreadsheet, the last recorded Jeopardy game was in May.
Were we on a summer hiatus and we didn't even know it?
New York, COVID, marijuana business, my business, it just got in the fucking way, man. Family.
That ain't right.
That's
unacceptable to me.
I think that's unacceptable, too.
That is so fucking unacceptable to me. It makes me sick to my stomach.
What happened? We need to leave our families, and you build me an office in your facility, and then, boom, it's just all there, everything that
that
is important.
That is fine by me. I would absolutely do that in 5 seconds.
Yeah, me too. I shouldn't have said it out loud.
Yeah, way to go. Now that
I got thin walls here.
You know what? I'm going to ask you a serious question. How hard is it? I need an app built,
mm-hmm.
right? And it doesn't have to be a real fucking intense app. It's an app that needs to be able to send, like, text messages.
Okay.
Right? I just want to notifications. Push notifications to the app, right? And to pretty much link to my website and the menu on my website for ordering marijuana.
I don't know about seeing the website, but I know that WordPress websites have a plugin where you can send push notifications from it without an app.
This probably does too, maybe. But I would need an app. I would need an app, though, right? I would need an app because I need people to opt in, and then we can offer so much more stuff on the app because we've got permissions. You know what I mean? As opposed to, like, sending people blank fucking – because with an app, they consider that if you download an app, you're interested in enough in something that I can send you something without asking for your permission because you've downloaded the app.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's outside my domain, but my biz partner, Carson, that's what he's been doing since 2011 is marketing and building apps. So I could ask him
Ask him that. If it's way more complicated than I think, you know what I mean? That would be a bummer, yes. So
I think that sounds pretty common. You could probably buy something pre-built and just brand it.
You know what? Is there such a thing? Is there a place where you can just buy apps that are already pre-built?
Fuck yeah. I mean, if it's, apps that do a certain, same thing with websites. You can buy a theme.
I'm not asking this app to do anything fucking brilliant, right? Brand it and put, have a brand on the app thing and just send people push notifications and send them to the ordering portal on our fucking website.
Yeah, that's all shit exists. Yeah. You can buy that stuff pre-built. I don't know what, but if it's comparable to like buying a WordPress website, you can get a WordPress website fully built for like $75.
Oh my God, that would be fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Love that. I'll never get around to checking into it, but I would love it. I would absolutely love that.
Cool. Well, I'll probably forget about it by tomorrow, but remind me.
You know what? Let's recap this 4 years from now when we watch this show back. Maybe I'll remember about the app.
Yeah. Or, by then somebody else will have done it.
Well, that's true. Like every other app. I was telling my daughter about our app that we had been developing when we first got back together. And she's like, that would be an awesome app. Because she was telling me that she signed up for something, right? She has a debit card now. We're trying to get her to, like, be responsible with her money. So she has a debit card. And, she's like, I signed up for something, and she's like, luckily I set myself a reminder to cancel it the day before it gives up or whatever. And she's like, but I put it on a repeat reminder, so now every 7 days I'm getting the same thing. And I said, well,
let me tell you a little story. Sit down a little bit, I said. I pulled out my corn cob pipe, lit it up, lit up a fine bowl, and told her the story of our app that we were going to create that we could never find anybody to help us with except one Russian guy that I guess you didn't trust.
I don't know, but I know that app exists now, and every time I see an ad for it, I get angry.
It does. It became the part of a fucking credit card company thing.
Yeah, something like that.
Not cool.
You said it earlier, Zigzag, and I'll repeat it. What are we doing?
What are we doing? I don't know. We are fucking too smart.
We're giving and giving and giving and getting nothing back in return.
I mean, we are giving away fucking million-dollar ideas. No doubt.
We should be Elon Musk's.
Like three a fucking month, we're giving out fucking million-dollar ideas.
Easy.
We need our show where people watch it, and then they know that when they get the idea, we commission them to go make it, and we make it into a game show.
That's very good. We need somebody who's astute enough to just listen to every show and be like, that's it, write it down, go to a patent office or a trademark office and get it done.
We would need more than one person to do that. We would need like a team of people doing that. We have 400 shows. Yeah, I'm figuring at least two good ideas a fucking show, at least.
I think that's, two good ideas a show is like us on our days.
That's only counting like invention ideas. But what about shows, ideas we have for fucking game shows and ideas that we have for fucking episodes or skits? I mean, this is like fucking endless wealth of knowledge. We could go back through. This is how Prince fucking releases like 300 songs after he's dead. You know what I mean?
You said it perfectly.
Because we're doing stuff every fucking show. We're just not, I guess, getting it out there, unfortunately.
Well, the problem is we are getting it out there.
Yeah, and we're not doing it. Somewhere, what if on like the Silk Road or somewhere there was like some underground thing, and we're like huge in China, and they're fucking taking our ideas and stealing them. You know what I mean? They might be watching this live for all we know.
That would be so cool if, like, we went to China or one of us went to China and suddenly we're, like, recognized and we're like, what? Why are you being
in China? Because the Chinese government has a bead on us, but they're like, don't. We need their ideas to survive and dominate.
Exactly.
I like it. I would move to China.
I would, too.
As long as I'm an upper crust Chinese person, right? I mean, I don't.
You wouldn't.
I mean, I would get the good kind of free healthcare there, right? That's what, like the government employer, like the people in the higher government get here.
Dude,
that's the deal I want.
They're putting monkey heads on cats and stuff. I think you're gonna be okay.
I'm okay. Cool. I mean, they did invent the coronavirus, so they got that going for them.
They almost destroyed humanity with their wisdom.
I didn't pull no fucking Joe Rogan, little bitch boy, and run to the fucking doctor for ivermectin and make $1 million in one day by mentioning
ivermectin. Another reason why they got their ads on you.
Fucking Joe Rogan.
He lives in Austin. I'll go tell him off.
Like traveling in the same circles?
No, I don't go to Austin.
I mean, I hate it. What happened to Joe Rogan? Did he eat so much fucking meat that he just became a fucking lunkhead?
Too much protein.
I mean, I'm being serious.
Well, he's always a lunkhead. I think.
Fucking go to the fucking MMF shit. You know what I mean? Give me a break.
He's always been a lunkhead, and I think that's the Trump era came along. Honestly, it was before Trump. I love Joe Rogan, and I think, like, I feel like the idea of Joe Rogan, I think he is a good guy, but he is a total fucking lunkhead and falls into these.
I was listening to him one the other day, and he was talking to a guy that wrote a book, like a journalist that wrote a book about psychedelics. I'm trying to remember the name. You might know this guy.
I might even have that book.
But the guy was saying that he hadn't had coffee for like 3 months or something, right? And he kind of scuffing said it was almost like a psychedelic experience because, you know, the taste and the smell. all this shit. Joe Rogan's like, yeah, dude, I fucking drink this bullet rifle fucking coffee or whatever, 300 milligrams of caffeine per fucking cup or whatever. It's like, dude, the guy's just telling you about the first cup of coffee he had in 3 months, and you've turned it into this fucking testosterone test of how fucking strong your goddamn coffee is.
Obviously, he had a cup.
Right. And then a fucking elk that he killed or whatever.
And then an elk and then a handful of DMT.
Right. The Joe Rogan diet.
Yeah. And all of that inside of his isolation tank.
That's what I was going to say, or in his sauna.
Yeah.
I know. I just think he's just gotten too macho. But does he take all those weird fucking pills that he fucking talks about, or does he even talk about those pills and people just use his name?
I think he takes them. I think he's sincere about taking all that shit because he's, I don't know, but I think he's sincere about it. He's just a lunkhead, like you said. He's just a lunkhead.
It's sad. I don't know. I used to like him a lot, but he went and ran and got ivermectin.
He used to seem very curious, right?
Right. Now he's kind
now of, he seems too opinionated.
Yeah. He wants to be the next, what's his name? Who's the guy, the other guy from Austin? Oh, my God. We could do
Alex
a conspiracy. Joe Rogan is trying to turn into fucking Alex Jones and put that on the Patriot Liberty News Network.
They are big buddies. Alex Jones is passing the torch.
That's what I'm saying. Are they buddies?
Yeah, they're really good friends. And Joe Rogan has said that...
He's had him on his show.
Oh, a few times. Yeah, they're really good friends. But Joe Rogan has said that he's fucking insane. But the episodes with Alex Jones on him are really fucking entertaining because he's just so fucking nuts. But, yeah.
He's spouting usual total goofy stuff, like fucking alien beings fucking changing their...
Well, they get into it because he just can't help it, you know?
Right. But what does Rogan say to that? Is he buying in? Or...
From what I've seen, he just rolls with it and has fun because they're drinking bourbon and smoking joints or whatever.
Like a couple of macho fucking... I mean, yeah. Just like I'm saying, they probably went and fucking took some 5-DHTP or whatever the fuck he eats to make himself into some kind of madman. Tell me that smoking some giant cigar with another man isn't fucking phallic. Please.
It's really phallic. God, cigars are strong, too, man.
Gross. Yeah, they're disgusting. But you look at me with my giant cigar. Oh, my God. We should do cigars in the shapes of penises.
Oh, man. A client that didn't work out that me and my buddy Carson had to meet with a couple of months ago wanted to meet in person.
Uh-huh. Right? To see if you guys were COVID-idiots.
I don't fucking know, but probably you'll see. So he wanted to meet, and I was like, okay, where do you want to meet? And he wanted to meet in a cigar place, like a humidor, you know, where you walk in, and then we got cigars and stuff. And it was just this total fucking cheesy poser fucking bullshit.
Stealing money from people as investors.
And it smelled in there so good that it smelled bad. I mean, you felt like a film on you when you walked in there, even though the place looked really nice and everybody's got these fat cigars, you know? I'm like, yeah. And I didn't have any cigars. You're just like, yeah, we got this idea for, you vote? I voted. How'd you vote? You know? And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
What was can I ask what the idea was? Or are you sworn to secrecy?
It was dumb. And even me and Carson, we both agreed it was dumb and not going to fucking work. But he had a lot of money, so we're like, eh, we'll market a dumb idea if they pay us. But it never worked out. But the cigar place, a place where you just sit, and people are just sitting there smoking cigars. Men. Nothing but men.
So they weren't drinking whiskey?
No whiskey. No booze, nothing, just smoking your cigars.
Was there a Turkish shower there?
Maybe in the back.
It was a bathhouse. Oh, my God. Someone should open up a fucking cigar shop slash bathhouse. What a monster.
again, another idea.
Right. Thank you for another freebie. There you go.
You're welcome, world.
What will we call it?
I don't know. I'm not into Turkish baths or cigars enough.
I know, but it's your job to fucking market it.
That's well, I got to brainstorm on it. The Tabacky House. No.
We could just call it Cigars.
With a right? Z. Cigars.
With an S and a Z.
Yes.
G-A-R-Z.
We should have an umlaut over the I.
Cigars.
Would you like to go to Cigars?
Yeah. Well, because it could be like, get a big cigar in your mouth in the front, get a big cigar in your ass in the back. We've done it. We've done it. Marketing is done, and so is the mission statement. All in one fell swoop.
I got to say, that looks good. Cigars with an S and a Z and an umlaut.
Let's see it. Put it up to the camera. Must see it.
Let me write it better. Hang on.
I notice you have 3 scratches on your hat tonight.
I would not wear a hat with less than 3 scratches.
Oh, yeah, I like it. I like it. Fuck. And you do that in a nice 1980s fucking pink and teal Miami Vice shit, right? But, like, the neon looks like just like that. The neon looks exactly like that. It's shaped just like that.
Dude, I'm telling you, in Austin, it would blow up from day one.
Oh, my God. If we could just get somewhere downtown, we could easily fucking do it. We could probably do it in Rollingwood.
Dude, we could have an Airstream trailer that said cigars and just sold cigars out of it. A food truck trailer that's a cigar truck, you know?
And you're hand-rolling them? Who's hand-rolling the cigars? Tell me children are hand-rolling cigars. I know that's exactly what Joe Rogan would smoke. And what's his face? They would love to think that children are rolling their fucking cigars.
The good thing about children rolling cigars is their hands are small enough that they don't crush the leaves.
That's right. They're nimble, right? They can poke in places where big fingers can't get.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they lose them all when they use those crazy cutter to cut those things, and they're like, no, little nubbins. As long as they take their trigger finger, though, I don't care.
The kids are a dime a dozen.
In some countries. Not for long in Texas. Oh, wait, no, there'll be a...
Oh.
I saw about Texas. I looked this up because I was concerned. Texas has the most kids in foster care than any fucking state in the union. 50,000 kids are in foster care in Texas.
It's about to get bigger than that.
Right. You know it is. And they're going to be like, well, cut those fucking... I don't get it. They want people to have children that they don't want funded things that those people need after these kids are born. They're the party of birth. They're not pro-life. They're pro-birth.
Right, right.
Have I said that on the show before? I feel like I have.
You may have. Makes sense.
You probably weren't listening is what I was getting at, and you're like, whatever.
What?
Is this thing on? Rufus?
Have we been doing this for an hour?
Are you doing your taxes? What are you doing? What are you writing? Are you writing a letter to your mom right now while we're trying to have a show?
No, I would, but I don't have an eagle feather.
You're like, dear mom. I had an idea for a show that was, it was a cigar shop, right? But it's like a Pawn Stars idea.
Ooh.
Anything can be turned into a fucking TV show now, right? Okay, you opening up your fucking cigars trailer. We could do a fucking 6 months on that fucking thing and show a show once a week.
Yeah, you could do at least, that's what's kind of cool. You could do a one-shot 6 to 8 episode Netflix special and be out and not have to worry about.
Then you're like the guy who brought you cigars is now bringing you grilled cheese with a Z.
Oh, but I swear to fucking God, there has got to be a grilled cheese with a Z trailer somewhere.
I'm sure there is. The question is there one with a Y? Is there a Y in the grilled and a Z at the end of cheese?
If there's not, there's about to be.
There should be, but you're right. Someone's doing it. Go ahead and do it. You have my permission for that one. I don't want to know about that one anymore. We should fucking invent a restaurant where people only cut sandwiches in half. Not in the triangular parts, but in fucking half.
Dude, you can make an entire business, a food truck business, a restaurant, where your gimmick is you just cut the crust off the sandwich.
I'm sure you could, but let me ask you a question. As a sandwich eater, I know you've got some experience as a sandwich eater.
Sure.
How do you cut your sandwich exactly? How are you cutting a sandwich? Corner to corner or down the middle? And you're not in a hurry. You're just cutting a sandwich. What is your preferred way to cut a sandwich?
My preferred way to cut a sandwich, if I'm having a square bread sandwich,
yes,
it is, and I'll give you another tip, it is corner to corner. I like corner to corner because it's easier to fit it into your mouth while you're eating, while you're working, because I have an eating hand and a mouse and keyboard hand, so I could fit it in there while I'm
How big is this bread that you're eating? I'm going to tell you why that's wrong, Rufus, and hear me out. When you're eating that corner-to-corner cut sandwich, when you get down to those little bites on the end, right, like when you're at the corner, the little skinny corner, and all it is pretty much crust and maybe a little piece of lettuce or basically nothing on it, if you go half to half, you don't run into that. You don't run into that. You're getting a full fucking sandwich bite. No matter what part of the sandwich you're hitting,
you're doing it wrong. It's ease of entry. You do one corner, ha, ha.
Right. Turn around,
another corner, ha, and then ha. You never get down. You never get down to one corner that has nothing.
Right. You're getting too. This is now. I've got a problem with you, dude. Now I don't know if we can continue to do this. You're eating sandwiches like a fool. That's what I want to say. Reckless abandon for empty sandwich parts is concerning me.
You have to understand. I eat sandwiches while I work. I can't. My ideal sandwich is it's a double hands digging in, right?
But how is it cut?
But if I've got to have one, if I got to manhandle a sandwich with one hand.
Wait a minute.
No,
not working. Now you're not working. You're just sitting at a table eating a sandwich.
I wouldn't cut it at all. I just eat it.
Oh, now that's tomfoolery. Now you're reckless.
Are you out of your mind?
You're choking a piece of a sandwich like that huge.
That's why I cut the crust off.
You actually cut the crust off your sandwich just out of curiosity?
No, I don't.
Think how easy that restaurant idea. I like it, and I'm going to tell you why. You just make a fucking machine, dude, that we put the sandwich in, right? You order the sandwich, fucking machine, boom. Yeah, just one swipe, boom. And it fucking cuts the crust off, and we give you a perfect fucking sandwich. No, not even worried. We could actually cut it corner to corner then because you're not getting the fucking gross shit in your fucking face.
And then we sell crusties, which are the crust deep fried, and then you eat like fries.
I love it. And then we sell, after we're fucking worn out and we franchise the shit out of this thing, right? We still have this machine that we created that actually not only cuts the crust off your fucking sandwich, but it also cuts it in half,
right?
We start selling home versions on QVC.
Holy shit. Rob Popeil would shit over that.
He died recently. You know that, don't you?
Well, his ghost would love it.
It would. But, all right, now there's an idea. Now that's a fucking legitimate idea. It's a gimmick, yes, but think about when you see people at the fair making, like, the churros or whatever. It's a show. This is a fucking show. Boom. Right? Oh, my God, look how perfect. It cuts the crust off. Can you believe it? But the gimmick is, call it Crusties with a Z.
Yes.
But it's, there is no crust. That's the gimmick, dude, right? It's Crusties.
I'm telling you, Lori on Shark Tank would bite like that and make us millions on QVC.
I feel like we get Mark Cuban in on this if we get the right Airstream.
He does sports games. Can you imagine each booth at a fucking arena where they sell the hot dogs and stuff, being able to just go bam, bam, boom, here's your sandwich.
What else we're doing, dude? We're cutting the fucking hot dog so it fits right in the bun. Boom.
Damn, we're cutting the bun so the hot dog fits it.
Depends on there you go. All right, that's what I mean. Same thing. Boom.
Wow.
Fucking A, we've just reinvented the wheel. What else are we cutting? Are we fucking make perfectly ground fucking hamburgers now? I hope so. I don't want to live in a world where there's fucking misshapen hamburgers.
Fucking worse.
I mean, think of the last time you went to McDonald's and they gave you their fucking nasty fucking hamburger all shifty, you know, like shifted over like a quarter of an inch.
Well, even if you go to like a nice fancy restaurant or a, you know, a mom and pop burger joint and they're like, yeah, we're proud. We hand make our shit. Well, sometimes that shit is like moon shaped.
Right.
You get meat on one side, not the other side. So yeah, if we can unify the cut.
You homogenize, as it were.
Homogenize.
I like it. I like. We've got now. There's like five machines in the lineup now. Now we have a fucking brand.
We could 3D print every one of these machines in a weekend.
I'm gonna get my China guy on it, dude. He could have it here in 6 fucking weeks.
Good.
We should have a one made that cuts the crust off and fucking cuts it in half.
Why not? That'd be so easy.
It really would be. I should try to cobble one together just for fun. You can start off with a potato peeler, right? One of those things that you do fries with. I mean, probably the die is almost the exact same shape.
Right. Take out the blades you don't need. Pop. There you go.
Boom. Fucking A. Crafties. Take the blade. Take one of the blades you take out and put it across the middle to cut the sandwich in half.
Goddamn. Exactly.
We did it. We've invented Krusty's. See it on the market in about 6 years. Hope those people are rich by then.
They will be.
Lori, we took it all the way to Lori, right? We did everything for them.
Lori would shit her pants.
She would. She'd come all over it, I guarantee it. So would Barbara, probably. So would Mr. Wonderful, I bet.
I would pleasure all of them with my ideas.
Who's your favorite shark?
If I'm talking about, like, business savvy.
Wait, let's do this first. Who's your least favorite shark?
Well, I'll tell you the shark that I love to hate. He's Mr. like a guilty pleasure, Mr. Wonderful. I fucking hate that guy, but I get where he's coming from a lot of times.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that has the hard conversation. You know what I mean? He's not afraid to tell people their idea fucking sucks. You there, Rufus? Rufus, are you there? Where are you at? All right, folks. Looks like we lost Rufus there. I'll try. Well, you know what? We're over the show limit, so I will play us out, the show ender, and we will catch you on Tuesday night for the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour with Zigzag and Rufus Tuesday at 8. Zigzag and Rufus Tuesday at 8 Eastern on the same channel. Adios.
Thanks for listening to Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.